This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Report of forced demolition of Dalit's house in Siraha outrages National Assembly. Lawmakers demand fair probe into the incident. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to address issues of youth through government's upcoming policies and programs. Nepal government effortful to strengthen forecasting and early warning system with latest technology. And Israeli air strike on southern Gaza kills top Hamas leader. The toll of Palestinians surpasses 15,000. Now the news in detail. National Assembly lawmakers have demanded an investigation into the report about the forced demolition of a Dalit in Siraha, citing for a site clearance to organize Mahayagya, a religious event. Khansham Rizal said this was a heinous act of caste-based discrimination and asked the government to hold all those responsible for the caste case accountable. He added that the act that had occurred in Aurahi Rural Municipality 5 in Siraha is against the constitution and the laws. He also sought the guarantee of security to survivors. Supporting Rizal, Bishnu Devi Purasaini and Bishnu Bahadur Vishwakarma said it is a crime to bulldoze the house of a Dalit in the name of Mahayagya. He urged the government to relieve the rural municipality chair of his post promptly and arrest the accused involved in the crime. President Ramchandra Pardal has stressed the need for the government's promptness towards achieving the constitutional objectives of sustainable peace, good governance, social justice in the country. Receiving the government's annual report for the fiscal year 2024-25, the head of the state stressed on the need of implementing the basic letter and spirit of the Constitution of Nepal and the constitutional provisions relating to the directive principles, policies and responsibilities of the state. On the occasion, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli presented the government's annual report for the fiscal year 2024-25 to the President Pardal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has pledged to address the issues of youths through the government's upcoming policies, programs and budget. In his address to the Together for Tomorrow Youth and the Prime Minister program organized by the National Youth Federation Nepal, the Prime Minister acknowledged that there are issues with reasons and solutions as well. The head of the government said the slogan for Digital Nepal has led to significant transformation in the country's digital sector. He pitched the need to promote entrepreneurship to create jobs and modernize agriculture to see increased production and productivity. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said that there is no possibility of the return of monarchy in Nepal. Speaking at a program in Lalitpur today, former Prime Minister Deoba, hinting to the activities of the pro-monarchist since some days back, said former King Gyanendra Saha could not be a constitutional king. The Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister suggested former King Gyanendra open a political party if he really was interested in politics. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has said the government is working to strengthen the forecasting and early warning system with the help of latest technology. Speaking at a program organized by the Water and Energy Commission Secretariat on the occasion of World Meteorological Day in Kathmandu today, Minister Khadka said that the government is working to strengthen the early warning system to save the lives of people at risk of disasters. He also said that the government will implement the impact-based forecasting system in all provinces and river basins across the country in the future. The theme of this year's World Meteorological Day was Closing the Early Warning Gap Together. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbah Gurung has stated that the government introduced the bill to amend some Nepal acts related to promotion of good governance and public service delivery to streamline the public service delivery. The Communication Minister clarified on the bill responding to the lawmakers' queries in the meeting of the National Assembly today during discussions on the proposal seeking consideration on the bill. The main opposition of CPN Maoist Center had objected to the bill, reasoning that it was not introduced as a replacement bill. The proposal for consideration of the bill was approved by a majority. Similarly, the upper house also accepted the proposal tabled seeking consideration on the bill designed to amend some of Nepal's acts relating to cooperatives. 11 tourists have died due to altitude sickness in Mustang district in the last 1 year. 9 foreign backpackers and 2 Nepalese died due to altitude sickness from the 13th of April in 2024 till date. Information officer at the district police office, police inspector Bishal Adhikari, said most of the Indian tourists died while visiting the Muktinath temple and other places in the district. The pesticide examination laboratory set up in Hare of Periganga Municipality 4 in Surkhet to test the quantity of pesticide residue in vegetables and fruits entering Karnali province has been left abandoned. The laboratory remains unused as the provincial government has not managed the required funds and human resources for its operation. The Karnali provincial government had constructed a building to house the pesticide testing laboratory 6 years ago at a cost of about 7 million rupees. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekasa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya jadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi, 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. An Israeli airstrike in the southern city of Khan Yunis in Gaza has killed top Hamas political leader Salah al-Bardawil. The BBC cited the locals as saying the airstrike killed both Bardawil, a member of their group's political office, and his wife. Israel's military resumed significant strikes on Gaza on Tuesday, blaming Hamas for refusing to extend the first phase of a ceasefire that came into effect on the 19th of January and lasted almost 2 months. Hamas rejected the Israeli accusations and in turn accused Israel of violating the agreement that was brokered by Qatar, Egypt and the US. Meanwhile, according to Hamas-run health ministry, more than 50,000 people have been killed in Gaza since the war began. A Russian drone strike in Kyiv has killed 3 people, including a child, and caused fires in high-rise buildings, Ukrainian officials say. According to the BBC, in the aftermath of drone strikes on Ukraine overnight, which killed 3 people in Kyiv, debris from damaged buildings has piled up. President Zelensky says a father and his 5-year-old daughter were among the casualties. Drone debris hit an apartment block, which caused fires in the residences. The Ukrainian Air Force says it shot down 97 of 147 drones, with 25 others being successfully diverted. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urges his allies to apply new pressure on Moscow to end the war. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi province and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of Koshi province and hilly regions of Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Report of forced demolition of Dalit's house in Siraha outrages National Assembly. Lawmakers demand fair probe into the incident. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledges to address issues of youth through government's upcoming policies and programs. Nepal government effortful to strengthen forecasting and early warning system with latest technology. And Israeli airstrike on southern Gaza kills top Hamas leader. Death toll of Palestinians surpasses 50,000. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.